Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Welcome back. I hope that you have been with us on this radio station and or downloading and listening to this podcast at least from the start of our series, God Reveals Himself. As you have come to expect, in this ministry we focus on God. And that means we are engaged in knowing the God who is. So it is only natural for us to ask, how can God be known? Or how can we know God? As we have said, God is known in two primary ways. He is known by his general revelation, and he is known by his special revelation. We've been talking about the general and continue with this now. Soon we will move on to the special. There are three, what we can call manifestations of God's general revelation. The first is through creation or through nature. That's what we've looked at thus far. Job chapter 12, verses 7 through 9 is a good text with which to summarize what we have learned. Job himself says this, "But now ask the beasts, and let them teach you, and the birds of the heavens, and let them tell you. Or speak to the earth, and let it teach you, and let the fish of the sea declare to you. Who among all these does not know that the hand of the Lord has done this?" Oh, I really like that. Job is saying, look to God's creation, and therein gather knowledge of God. The hand of the Lord has done this, says Job. Job 12, verses 7 through 9. As we share the good news of the gospel with others, it is right and appropriate that we point their defiant and doubting mind to the creation all around them. The sun, the moon, the stars and the sky, the trees, the backyard birds and wildlife, and of course, the wonder of the human body. Ask a skeptic to research how the human eye alone has been constructed and how it operates. Just the eye. It's amazing, a miracle and a wonder, and that is because God has made our eyes. Now, out of discouragement, you might respond, "I've tried, Mark, but the evolutionary mindset in my friends and family, they just laugh me off. They do not accept that God is responsible for creation." I hear you, and yet I still want to encourage you. We never know how the Spirit of God is working to persuade a person towards having faith in God, and we can still point to God's ministry as Creator in our evangelism of others. As we learned last time in Romans chapter 1, God's general revelation is given to all people. And all people are held accountable by God for knowing something of who he is from what he has revealed. Our responsibility, our calling, is to follow up with them on this and to lovingly, yet boldly, challenge them to accept the claim of God upon their lives by trusting in Jesus Christ for redemption from sin. Please do not forget the creation of nature and of people in your sharing of the gospel. And now let's move on to a second manifestation of God's general revelation, and that is that God reveals himself through his providence. We have talked extensively about providence of God here before, so let me define it succinctly now. God's providence is his care for the creation he has made. The Lord preserves the existence of creation and guides it to his intended purposes. This includes God's providential care for all people whom he has made. This includes those of us who are Christians and those of us who are not. I'm thinking of Jesus' words in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 5, verse 45. God causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. Friends, God reveals himself generally to all people in that he causes the sun to shine on everyone and causes the rain to fall on everyone. The next time you're sitting under the bright, burning, beautiful sun, remember God. The next time the rains come pouring down, providing much-needed water to the land, remember God. And the next time you're hungry and buy food, cook dinner, or sit down to a meal someone else has prepared, remember God. Listen to Acts chapter 14 and verse 17. Acts 14:17, God did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good and gave you rains from heaven and fruitful season, satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. What is Paul saying to his audience at Lystra? He's clearly saying that God's providential goodness is a witness to them that God exists. The rain comes upon you, which leads to fruitful seasons when food grows, which leads to you satisfying your hearts with food and gladness. God gives you all of this. Why? As a witness to who God is. This is God's general revelation to all people. And then there is God's providence in how he sovereignly raises up and removes rulers and leaders. This is a good reminder to Americans obsessed with presidential politics and who will or will not be voted into and out of office. God has all of this under his providential control. There are many texts to choose from here, but I am drawn to one Paul Enns shared with me. This is in the Old Testament book of Daniel. I love Daniel and always enjoy reading his 12 chapters, even as I struggle to understand all of it. And in the second chapter, we read, with much intrigue, about Daniel going before the Babylonian king Nebuchadnezzar to accurately interpret the king's dream. Daniel and his three Jewish friends, as always, prayed to God about the matter, and God revealed to Daniel in a night vision what Nebuchadnezzar's dream was all about. As part of his prayer of thanksgiving back to God, Daniel says to the Lord in Daniel chapter 2 and verse 21, I am reading the Bible, "It is God who changes the times and the epochs. He removes kings and establishes kings." Wow, what a statement. Listen, friends, God is in charge. God is in control. God raises up nations and God brings down nations. God establishes kings and presidents and prime ministers and premiers, and God removes them as well. This is a reflection of God's general revelation through his providence over everyone and everything. Daniel 2, verse 21. And then, before we end, let me give you one other manifestation of God's general revelation. We have seen God's revelation through the creation or nature, and God's revelation in providence, and now God's revelation of himself to all people in our conscience. To see this, please turn forward with me in your Bible to the book of Romans. This time we will put in a chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. That's Romans 2, verses 14, 15, and 16. Here the Apostle Paul is writing about God's righteous judgment, and he says this, "For when Gentiles who do not have the law do instinctively the things of the law, these, not having the law, are a law to themselves, in that they show the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience bearing witness and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them. On the day when, according to my gospel, God will judge the secrets of men through Christ Jesus." In context, the law here, capital L, is God's law. This is the word of God. Think about the law that was given by God to Moses and on to the Israelite people that we read about in Exodus and Leviticus. God will judge the Jewish people according to that written law. For example, the Ten Commandments, etched into those stone tablets that Moses brought back down from the mountain of God. But Gentiles, who do not have the written law, they will be judged by an unwritten law. This is the law of conscience, which is written on their hearts. And who wrote this law onto the conscience of every single Gentile? God did. This law written in our hearts, the law of the conscience, is God's law. As Dr. Enns writes, God has placed intuitional knowledge concerning himself within the heart of man. Enns quotes Bruce Demarest in his book on general revelation as follows. Man intuitively knows not only that God values goodness and abhors evil, but also that man is ultimately accountable to such a righteous power. End quote. This is very true. All people everywhere. I have traveled quite a bit of the world, and I know this to be true, talking to, listening to, and observing people of other cultures and ethnicities. All people have a conscience, and they intuitively know good from evil. And they, because God has written his law upon their hearts, they know God is good. Verse 15 of Romans 2. Their conscience bearing witness and their thoughts alternately accusing or else defending them. Our conscience acts as a legal prosecutor against us. Therefore, all people are accountable to God. In our conscience, we know God. Our conscience is another manifestation of the general revelation of God. More on this next time, because God is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. Mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.